surface with daring. Written by Douglas Riemann and read by David Rintoul.
Chapter 1, The Men. The camouflage three-ton Bedford slewed round on the narrow track, its wheels churning in a mixture of dirty snow and loose stones, and came to a shuddering halt. The Royal Marine driver glanced first at his solitary passenger, and then at the grey stone building which lay astride the track like a wall, and said cheerfully, "This is it, sir. Home sweet home." Lieutenant David Seaton lowered himself stiffly from the cab, and felt his back and muscles protesting at the discomfort of the ride and the many varied miles before it. He took his case from the driver and nodded. "Thanks for the lift." The truck hardly needed camouflage, he thought. It was covered with mud and filth from end to end, a product of hard and continuous use. He stood in the bitter wind until the Bedford had manoeuvred back towards the main road, if you could call it that. Then he looked at the grey building, examining his feelings, hoping for some sort of comfort. There was an entrance porch in dead centre of the wall, and a small sandbagged hut, within which he could see a muffled figure watching him curiously. Seaton picked up his case and walked quickly towards the entrance. Perhaps it was because he was tired from the journey, but the strong northwesterly which blew in from the Atlantic felt extra cold, his body less able to withstand it. He paused once again, and slitted his eyes against the wind to peer down at the pewter-coloured stretch of water below the hillside. Loch Striven, a strange, compelling place, which gave an impression of secrecy and danger. It was surrounded by barren rock slopes, and these, with just 2 days of the year left on the calendar, were streaked and patterned with snow. There were several blurred vessels anchored in the loch, as if they had never moved. One, a straight-funnelled ship, her outmoded hull surrounded by a clutter of pontoons and tenders, was half-covered by snow, as if she were freezing solid. He smiled, despite his unusual apprehension. HMS Cephalus, submarine depot and repair ship. Even at a distance, she seemed more welcoming than this isolated building. A petty officer emerged from the little hut and saluted.
"Oh, it's you, sir," he grinned. "Good leave."
Seaton considered it. It should have been good. They'd all been looking forward to it. Getting away. Hiding by losing identity in the crowd. He thought of London. Battered, brave and tired. Christmas carols in a pub somewhere, while bombs had rattled the glasses behind the bar. Seaton realised the PO was staring at him and said, "Fair enough." Inside the building, the wood-panelled walls were bloomed with damp, and the trailing Christmas decorations gave an added touch of something past. He must be one of the first back, he decided. Those who had taken local leave would return last or late. It was always the same. He thrust open the door marked wardroom and saw some logs burning in the big fireplace at the far end. It must have been a snug place in peacetime, he thought. Then it had been called the Lodge Hotel, and people in tweeds had come to shoot and fish and to tramp the hillsides above the loch. Then they would come back here, to this big room with its fire, and a welcome which was carefully hidden by the stone exterior. Above the long mantel was the new name and crest, HMS Siren, with a proud motto beneath, "Out of the deep, we are here." A door opened, and a white-coated steward peeped in at him. Seaton sat in one of the many battered leather chairs and raised his feet to the fire. "Tea, sir?" The steward regarded him bleakly. "It's too early to open the bar as yet." Seaton yawned. "Tea, then." 400 miles and a bit from London. Train, bus, train, launch, and finally the camouflaged Bedford. It had taken 2 days. "Well, sir, there is a war on." Seaton looked up at the dangling paper decorations, remembering the pre-Christmas excitement, the drunken laughter and flushed faces, like end of term. A festival. Perhaps, if just once somebody had admitted it, they were all supposed to be able to celebrate, to be alive. He realised with a start that he was unnaturally hot, just as moments earlier he had been half frozen. He stood up, realising he was still wearing his heavy greatcoat. No wonder the steward had looked at him so strangely.